All right. So we have Ed Bannett. It looks like he's going to do some spoken word. Let's welcome Ed Bannett.
Thank you, Brenda. Hello, Main Street. We got a good crowd here tonight, and I'm glad you all stuck around, because after the open mic, we're going to issue shovels to everybody, and we're going up on the roof and remove the snow before the roof caves in. Tonight, I'm going to entertain you with a bad joke. Now, normally, when you hear a good joke, you applaud. But what do you do when somebody gives you a bad joke? You give it a boo. Now, when I finish this story, I want to hear you say, boo. Let me hear you say it. Boo. Oh, come on. This is a real bad joke. You could do better than that. Boo. Okay. That's better. You know, a lot of people wonder where I get my material. And I get it actually from everywhere. For example, one day my son and I, Bill and I, went to a movie, and after we bought our ticket, we were in the lobby waiting for the movie to start, and I was sharing stories with one of the other patrons. And he was telling me about this fellow who went to Fenway Park to buy himself a ticket to the Red Sox-Yankees baseball game. The tickets were all sold out. The only tickets available was standing room only. Now, he was a diehard Red Sox fan, so he didn't mind. He bought himself a standing room ticket. And he was standing in the back of the stadium watching the ball game. All of a sudden, he noticed down front, right in the first row, right behind home plate, there was an empty seat. And he wondered who it belonged to. So he kept his eye on it. He watched it all the way through the first inning. Nobody showed up. He watched it through the second inning. Still, nobody claimed the seat. So he went down and he spoke to the guy in the seat next door. He says, "Do you mind if I sit here?" He says, "No, go right ahead." He says, "That's my wife's seat." He says, "Your wife's seat?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "Well, where's your wife?" He says, "Oh, she's dead." He says, "Well, couldn't you give the ticket to your brother or one of your children or an in-law or some other relative?" He says, "Well, I would, but they're all at the funeral." Boo! Thank you very much.
All right. I was talking to Michael.